Moose Jaw Today. Com, when Jason Rippelinger took over as Moose Jaw Warriors general manager at the end of the 2020-21 season, there was some work to do. The Western Hockey League franchise was in the midst of a rebuild and had just come off a sub-500 season playing in the East Division bubble in Regina, but there was hope for the future. The Warriors had a group of young talent that Rippelinger had played a major role in scouting and drafting, players the team hoped would become leaders in a few years and possibly even contend for a title during the Warriors' 40th anniversary in 2023-24. Flash forward 3 seasons, and all of Rippelinger's efforts to build a contender have paid off and then some. A second straight 40-plus win season. Ranking in the Canadian Hockey League top 10 much of the campaign. 4 players on Team Canada for the World Juniors. 2 players named Player of the Month during the season. And a crew ranked as one of the favorites for the WHL Championship. For all that, Rippelinger was named the East Division nominee for the Lloyd Saunders Memorial Trophy as the WHL Executive of the Year on Wednesday morning. Rippelinger built the Warriors into a serious contender with a host of savvy trades throughout the season, with the Warriors eventually finishing with the WHL's 5th best record at 4-4-2-1-0-3, 2nd best in the Eastern Conference. As the Warriors' assistant general manager, Rippelinger was instrumental in bringing the likes of 2023 WHL scoring champion Jagr Furkas, team captain and Columbus Blue Jackets first-rounder Denton Matichuk and former WHL Rookie of the Year Braden Yeager into the Warriors' fold. With that kind of talent and potential, Rippelinger put together a series of trades to bolster the roster throughout the campaign, adding NHL-drafted defenseman Callum Parker, Minnesota, and Wojciech Port, Anaheim, along with forwards Braden Schuurman and Rylan Kovacevic and goaltender Evan May. Rippelinger then pulled off one of the biggest trades in team history at the deadline, adding Buffalo Sabres first-rounder Matthew Savoy and his 2-points-per-game offense immediately after Savoy, Matichuk, Yeager and Furkas arrived home from playing with Team Canada at the World Juniors. Rippelinger signed a multi-year extension as the Warriors' general manager in March. The 2024 WHL Awards will be presented in May. The Warriors are back in action in the Eastern Conference quarterfinal Wednesday night when they take on the Brandon Wheat Kings at the Keystone Center. Game time is 6 p.m.